Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the Nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest here on this Total Request Thursday. Ravens back in practice today, coming up in about an hour or so. Getting ready for the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings coming off a big win at Detroit last Sunday. John Harbaugh, speaking with the masses, was asked about J.J. McCarthy now back leading that Minnesota offense.
You know, the biggest thing about J.J. that I've watched over the years is the guy's a fighter. You know, he's just a real fighter. He's a never-say-die guy, you know. He never says die within a play. He never says die within a series. Never says die within a game. Never says die within a season or within his career, if you look at it, you know, at Michigan. So I think it's, you see that on tape. He's just a fighter, you know, and that you respect that, you know. So young quarterback, but our focus is really just playing defense as well as we can. They've got a lot of weapons, you know. They got arguably, you know, one of the best, a lot of people say the best receiver in football. You know, they've got a great receiving tight end. They've got, and then those complimentary receivers, you know, number three and number one are really good too. They've just got weapons. Their backs are really good. They've got their back, Aaron Jones back.
Bob, I would say, you know, with J.J. McCarthy, I think that, J.J., Bob, watching him at Michigan, he seemed like, they had a lot of talent too. I mean, they had great offensive linemen. They had great running backs. That's how they won the national championship. And they have great tight ends. He was more like an assist guy. You loved his attitude. He was the best on third down. His last year that he was there when they won a national championship, his third down conversions were spectacular. So he made plays at critical times. You know, was he the type that, JJ, you got to go win this for us? I don't think they ever used him that way. And is he with that with the Vikings? I don't, you know, like Harv just said, their receivers are outstanding, you know, with Jefferson, Addison, Naylor, you know, and running game, and they got an outstanding left tackle. So they don't need him to be that guy. They need him to do what he did at Michigan. Can he do that? You know, he's been sacked a lot his four games that he's played. He's turned the ball over in the four games he's played. So he's still young. I think he's going to be good. Is he going to be great? I don't know that. So we're going to see. But I just think that they got to take advantage of a young quarterback, Bob. You know, I mean, he's getting a lot of praise right now of having, you know, the toughness, and we love his demeanor.
Never
and,
say die.
Yeah, it's not too big for him. They need to make him cry uncle, yeah, you know, and he may not. Get three picks and hit him about 5-6 times. Yeah, and then it doesn't matter what the defense does.
Yeah, he's played 3 games, just came back last week, been sacked 14 times,
right.
Thrown 4 picks, and he's fumbled twice.
Yeah, so like
it's completed less than, we'll get into the 57%. Stats here in a minute. Yeah, less than 60% of his passes, but he's got that it factor. He wins. I guess that's all that matters.
Yeah, yep.
I mean, winning at Detroit's no small feat.
No, and you know what, Bobby? He ran for a touchdown, made a nice play there, and the touchdown he threw to Hockenson was a real nice one there, and then he threw one to Jefferson, which was a good throw there, too. But a lot of this, I mean, Bob, they average 3.9 per reception. 3.9. That ball's going to come out quick, and the ball is going to be in Jefferson's hand more than anybody else's. And it's going to be, you know, coming out of the backfield or wherever. But they're going to try to make it life easy for JJ.
Now, for the Ravens, practicing well, that's awesome. Hey, man, we had a good week of practice. That's all very touching. That's what we hear. Oftentimes, that Sunday comes, like, what the hell? Where did all this practice greatness come from? Where it's not translating in wins? So, John Harbaugh, what are we doing to rectify that problem?
Well, it'll be satisfying if we win the game and play great football. You know, that's really the result is what you feel the most satisfaction with. But it is something that I think is definitely notable. I mean, it's different. It's a good thing.
I mean, you want to practice well, you know, but that is not a good indicator of if you're going to perform well. Bob, like how many times have you heard like the pitcher, you know, like in his warm-ups before the game, man, everything was working. And then
stuff
I sucked.
Stuff was awesome.
Yeah. Stuff was great. And then, like, man, I had nothing down there in the bullpen. And then everything worked. I mean, you don't know. You know, you want to practice well. I mean, because you don't want to come into it and say, damn, that was a crappy practice again today, you know? I mean, because if you're having crappy practices 4 days in a row, more than likely you're not playing great.
Vidiot Haiti, 1057, the Fan, news from the Nest here on the Stutter Request. Thursday, staying with the defense, Alohi Gilman. A couple games under his belt in the Baltimore system, and he's adjusting to that. And a brand new environment, a pretty successful one, too.
Yeah, obviously it's a tough task. It's a lot of work you put into it. A lot of long days, long nights. Adjusting to the time zone for me, so not a lot of sleep, just... Obviously, it's kind of a whirlwind, but luckily I was, you know, blessed enough to play a lot of ball and kind of be in similar situations over there, similar systems. And I know Dre coming out here, come Tennessee, similar systems as well. He's also played a lot of ball, you know, so, you know, ballers will figure it out.
Damn, you would think like he was in where, Asia or something like that, time zone. It's only 3 hours different.
Still asleep.
But Gilman has... He has allowed the defense to do what they wanted to do with Kyle Hamilton. That's what he's allowed to do. I just wish he's more consistent tackling. He missed 3 tackles last week, which he cannot afford to do that. They cannot afford to have that happen, you know, this week.
And speaking of roles, here's Gilman talking about the defense right now. Finding roles for everyone and sticking to it.
It's a good question. I mean... There's a lot of good players on the roster. I think that's pretty well known. Sometimes it's just finding a spark, finding the right fit for everyone to figure out their role and be the best at it. Obviously, Kyle Hamilton was a guy who elite at a lot of different things. So trying to free him up to do what he does best. And I think that's what bringing me here was able to do. Obviously, I have a relationship with him as well. So that was great as well. But I think all of us kind of just finding those roles and just maximizing that. And I'm kind of taking that approach as well, just trying to maximize my role. But what can I do to be the best at my role?
Well, I think his veteran experience and stuff, like you said, it's allowed Kyle to do the things. But what have we seen over the last 2 weeks from Malachi, too? He's made great strides over the last. He showed up. He got a pick. You know, he's making more tackles, looks more comfortable back there, you know, and... It's no surprise that, you know, having Gilman back there probably helps him also. Because, you know, as a rookie, you know, you got a veteran back there, and then you got Kyle in front of you. So all these guys can help, you know, where it's not all about at Georgia. He made all the calls. He did all that fine. But this is, you know, this is the NFL now. So they're making his life easier, and it's showing.
And last thing, Draymond Jones, he'll be playing on Sunday, practice yesterday for the Ravens. Last four games, 4.5 sacks after having 0 sacks prior to that hot stretch. So where the hell did this come from?
Just locking in my focus, just really honing into that film room, really honing into my craft, just taking what I do to the drills and taking it to the field, and it's been hitting.
And I think confidence is a big thing with that, you know. And so with Draymond, he's got a really nice spin move. His takeoff is really good. That's the impressive thing, is for a guy that's not a burner, he's got a real good takeoff, and he really understands leverage, and he can bull rush too. So I like, you know, his stuff. And then when he talks about studying film, you know, and you say, well, what does that do? You study the tackles. You study the guys you're going against. How can I beat this guy? What do I do well that could cause him some problems and all those kind of things? So I think that going to school on those guys, I think it's big.
It's 5-8-8-1-0-5-7 The Fan. When we come back, it's Counts of Dough, shall we? A little buy or sell. Talk about the many sports subjects of the day as well. Vinny's stat breakdown of the two teams. And if you want to join us with your predictions, feel free to get in at 410-583-1057. Ravens 4.5-point favorites at the Vikings. And Leone Tavares, looks like the Orioles are going to sign him. He's part of that World Championship Rangers team that bounced the Orioles 2 years ago. 1 year, $2 million, according to reports. Mike Elias still has a ton of work to do. And are there any untouchables on this Orioles roster outside of Gunnar Henderson? And would you even move him in the right deal?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you buying?
Straight cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Got a lot going on in the world of sports. Got Maryland tomorrow against Georgetown. A gold rush. Two teams renewing their rivalry. First time in 9 years. Got Maryland football at Rutgers. Terps need to break this four-game losing streak in a big way. Got baseball going on. Free agency starts officially later on this afternoon. Orioles already made a couple of moves we'll get into. And then, of course, the NFL. Week 10. Starts tonight with Denver taking on the Raiders, and we'll talk about that as well when we get to the picks. But right now, let's count some dough. A little buy or sell.
Yeah, we ain't counting any money, Bob. The Dow's down 459. S&P's down 78. NASDAQ's down 437. DraftKings up 27 cents. Under Armour's down 13 cents.
Yeah. Nah. Let's go ahead and start today here in, Major League Baseball. Finalists have been revealed for end-of-season MLB awards. No real surprises here, but the NL Manager of the Year race includes these three names: Terry Francona, Pat Murphy, Rob Thompson. Murphy, of course, won last year, taking Milwaukee to the top of the NL Central. And then this year, they were even better. Best record in baseball, as a matter of fact, even with a continued lack of top-tier spending. Meanwhile, Francona had Cincinnati back in the playoffs for the first time, or in his first year at the helm, even if they were just two games above 500. Buy or sell, Bob, Murphy will win back-to-back Manager of the Year honors, joining Bobby Cox and Kevin Cash as the only ones to do so.
He should, but he won't.
Right, I agree.
Because they still were kind of, they let Willie Adames walk in pre-agency, the pitching staff had injuries. They traded Devin Williams to the Yankees, who imploded for them, and they still won the division against, like, the Cubs, who spent a ton of dough. But the Reds hadn't made the playoffs in forever. Francona retired and then literally came off the couch. It took them to the postseason. So I think he'll get it. And I guess Rob Thompson in Philadelphia, when your payroll's $1 billion, you don't deserve that sort of thing, man.
I was trying to read what the justification was. And just some of the articles are like, well, they won the division back-to-back for the first time in forever. I'm like, so what? They were supposed to. They were supposed to be good.
They were the favorites.
They just had to find a name.
If I'm not mistaken. But I'll lean towards Francona.
Let's see. College football. Hugh Freeze became the latest college football coach to be fired in what has turned into one of the wildest seasons of all time. 11 FBS coaches overall have been axed, including a lot of big-time names. And if you're wondering what the cumulative total figure for all of these buyouts is, well, how about over $183 million for all 11 of those guys combined? Is this just a case of a chain reaction? One guy goes down, everyone follows. Angry fans with deep pockets. Maybe something more strategic, something deeper here. Buy or sell, Vinny. This new world where college coaches get fired midseason is the new norm for college football, not just a one-year outlier.
I'm going to buy it, Nolan, and I think it's all about the money. People are making the call. That coach goes, or you get no money. I mean, that's what it's come down to.
Over to baseball, Royals bringing back Salvy Perez, a new two-year deal for him. Really a continued effort to keep him in Kansas City for his entire career. But this isn't just a charity case. He's still a contributor. Very nice power bat, 30 home runs just this past season. And even at the age of 34 and 35 the last 2 years, still playing roughly around 100 of his games behind the plate. Now, the offense being so strong, they want to have him in the lineup every day. So if he's not catching, DH, first base, splitting time there as well. Buy or sell, Bob, Perez will still be able to play more catcher than first and DH through the end of his career.
I'll sell it. This year, still, yes. But maybe as we get a couple years down the road, he'll start to DH a little bit more. I mean, outside of him and Bobby Witt, the Royals can be offensively challenged, as we saw last year, because they took a step back. They were a team on the ascend, and they didn't make the postseason. But Salvy Perez probably headed to Cooperstown when it's all said and done. I mean, he's putting together a pretty strong resume for sure, but he'll still be the primary backstop. But before the contract or career's over, Nolan, he'll be spending more time sitting on the bench next to the manager holding a bat.
Just longevity alone, he might get Hall of Fame off of that. I mean, 36 this upcoming season, no signs of slowing down. And even once he's done catching, I mean, it could be, you know, DH full time.
Yeah, he's one of those still hit you 30 bumps on the 2014 Royals.
I would say he's probably the most likable of the bunch.
Yeah, Hosmer, Moustakas, couldn't stand. I like Lorenzo Cain. He was there.
Let's see. Last topic for today. Seahawks wide receiver Jackson Smith and Jigba has been on a tear this season, a league high 948 yards so far. And he's not even the most targeted wide receiver in football. His pace of 118 yards a game actually has him on track right now to be the first 2,000-yard receiver in NFL history. But Seattle did still see fit to add another wide receiver at the deadline, Rashid Shaheed. Now, instant thought might be that Shaheed's presence will take reps away from Smith and Jigba, but as a real downfield speed threat, Shaheed playing a little more of a specific role. Buy or sell, Vinny, Shaheed's presence will actually make things easier, and the stats will follow, or still follow, I should say, for Smith and Jigba.
I'll buy it, because it'll just open up things more for him. He's an outstanding route runner in Jigba, so I think it benefits him, and that's why they did it.
And before we hit the break here, we've been giving these away all week long. We'll keep it going today. A $50 gift card to Barrel House Live. That's where we're going to be doing Baltimore Game Day Uncensored from, our pregame show, this coming Sunday. Come on out and join us. We're giving you a reason to do so. If you're caller number 7 at 410-583-1057, you have a little extra dough in your pocket when you join us.
There you go. So do what Nolan told you to do and win some stuff. We'll come back, crunch numbers. Vinny will anyway. Compare the Vikings to the Ravens. You have predictions for the game. Feel free to get in. 410-583-1057. Ravens, can they be 5-5 by the time the Jets come here this Sunday before Thanksgiving? And the Orioles made a couple of moves. Not major splashes, but moves nonetheless. You're happy with the results so far? Get on in here because they still have a ton of work to do. And again, who's untouchable in this Orioles organization?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But let's crunch these numbers, Vinny, see how they compare in the statistical categories.
All right, Bob. Minnesota's a minus -4. Ravens are a minus -3. All right, offense, Minnesota, 26th overall, 291.8 yards per game. Ravens defense, 27th, 373.6 yards per game. Passing offense, Minnesota's 26th, 191.9. Ravens defense, 28th, 250.1. Rushing offense, Minnesota 23rd, 99.9. Ravens rush defense 21st, 123.6. Points scored, Minnesota's offense 22.8. Ravens defense gives up, they're 24th, 27.0. Pass attempts, Minnesota's offense, one of the least throwing, 25th, 244. Ravens defense, one of the most, 21st, 294 pass attempts. Completion percentage, Minnesota's 23rd, 63.1. But J.J. McCarthy's 57.1. Completion percentage, Ravens defense, 20th, 67.3. Average per completion, the Vikings offense, 16th, 7.1. Average per completion, Ravens defense, 19th, 7.0. Last week, J.J. McCarthy averaged 3.9 per completion. Touchdown passes. Minnesota's offense, 26th with 11. Ravens defense is 16th with 14. Interceptions. Minnesota's offense, they're third, 9. They've thrown a lot. Ravens defense, 27th, 3rd. They don't get a lot. Sacks. Minnesota's offense, they get sacked a lot. They're 3rd, 33. Ravens defense, 31st. They don't get a lot, 11.
Something's got to give.
Yeah,
baby.
No doubt. Come on, Jones. Quarterback rating. Minnesota's offense, 26th, 83.9. Ravens defense, 22nd, 99.2. Rushing attempts. Minnesota's offense, 31st. 182. They don't run it a lot. Rush attempts, Ravens defense 19th, 222. Average per rush, Minnesota's offense is 16th, 4.4. Average per rush, Ravens defense 22nd, 4.5. Third down conversions, Minnesota's offense one of the worst, 28th, 33.3. Ravens defense 20th, 41.3. Penalties, Minnesota's offense, they're 11th, 62. So 11th is to the highest. They have a lot of penalties. So, I mean, when you look at their offense and defense right now, like you said, Bob, there's a lot of people in the 20s. You know, there's a lot of people offensively and defense. Nothing's really hot. Nothing's really good. All right, let's see if you look at Minnesota defense, Ravens offense. Ravens offense total overall, 20th, 318. Minnesota defense, 14th, 316 yards, 0.8. So that's pretty close right there. Ravens passing offense, 28th, 183 yards a game. Thanks, Cooper Rush. Ravens passing defense, or Minnesota's pass defense, 8th, 194.5. Ravens rushing offense, 6th, 135.5. Minnesota rush defense, 20th. 122.3. Points scored. Ravens offense, 12th, 25.3. Minnesota defense, 20th, 23.3. Pass attempts. Ravens offense has thrown the least amount of pass attempts in the league, 208. Minnesota's defense, people throw it on them more than anything else. They're second, 223. Now, completion percent, the Ravens, they're fourth. Thank you, Lamar. 70.7. Minnesota's defense, 25th, 68.2. Average per completion, the Ravens' offense is 7th, 7.8. Minnesota's defense, one of the worst, 28, 7.7. So they give up bigger plays. Touchdown passes. Ravens are 11th with 15. Minnesota's defense is 15th with 13. Interceptions. Baltimore's offense 18th with 5. Minnesota's defense, they don't get the interceptions either. They're 29th with 3. Sacks. Ravens, 9th most, 24. Minnesota's defense, 11th with 23. Quarterback rating. Ravens offense, 7th, 107.7. Damn. Minnesota's defense, 26th, 104.7. Rush attempts. Ravens offense, 23rd with 208. Rush attempts, Minnesota D, 23rd, 233. So Minnesota's defense, people run it, 233, thrown it, 223. So it's almost 50-50 that what they do on them. Now, average per rush, Ravens are 1, 5.2. And Minnesota, they're right in the middle, 16th at 4.2. Third downs, Ravens offense 13th, 40.2. And that's too many third and longs. Minnesota's defense is good on third down. That's all those blitzes coming. They're 7th, 35-3. And penalties, Ravens have done a lot better this year. They're 29th with 49. So a lot better. And like we said, J.J. McCarthy, he's 38-66, 57.6%. 444 yards, 6.7 average, 4 touchdowns, 4 picks, 14 sacks, 73.0 quarterback rating, and he's got 16 rushes for 62 yards and 2 touchdowns. Now, if they keep him at 57%, 6.7 average, and it is and if he has a touchdown and a pick, and then 4 sacks in a game, Ravens are going to win that.
Blow him out, yeah. I guess.
Now, Jordan Mason, he's carried it 98 times for 4.3 average, 4 touchdowns, 1 lost fumble. And he's had 11 catches for 38 yards. Yak is 76. Aaron Jones, 27 carries, 139 yards, averaging 5.1 with 7 receptions for 79 yards and a touchdown, 70 yards of yak. Now their wide receivers, Justin Jefferson, 47 catches, 649, 13.8 average, 2 touchdowns, 10 plays over 20 yards, 273 yak yards, 72 targets. Jordan Addison, 23 for 357, 15.5 average, 2 touchdowns, 6 plays over 20 yards, 83 yak, 34 targets. TJ Hockenson, 29 for 233, 8.0 average, 2 touchdowns, 127 yak, 39 targets. Jalen Naylor, 14 for 178, 12.7. 1 touchdown, 4 over 20, 42 yak yards, 30 targets. So those 4 there are pretty much predominantly the ones that get all the targets. But, I mean, Justin Jefferson has 72. The next is 34.
Addison missed 3 games, though. Let's not forget that.
Yep. But, so, I mean, Jefferson is going to get a lot of throws. He had 9 last week. The next most was 4. Now, defensively, Eric Wilson, number 55, he's our leading tackler, linebacker. 55 tackles, 3.5 sacks, 7 tackles for loss. And then Josh Metellus, number 5, or the safety, 46 tackles, half a sack, 2 picks. Ivan Pace, 44 tackles, 1 sack. Byron Murphy, corner, 39 tackles, 2 pass defense. Blake Cashman, linebacker, 32 tackles. Hargrave, inside defensive tackle, nose tackle. 3 sacks, 4 tackles for loss, 31 tackles, pretty good. And Jonathan Allen, defensive lineman, 31 tackles, 1.5 sacks. Dallas Turner, 1.5 sacks. Jonathan Grenard, 2 sacks, 10 tackles for loss.
Quiet on the sack front, but to your point, he does get behind the line of scrimmage.
Yep. And then Levi Drake Rodriguez, D tackle, 7 tackles for loss. Harrison Smith has 24 tackles and 3 pass defense. Kicker, Will Richard, Reichard, 16 of 18. 6 of 8, 50-plus. So they do a lot of, had a lot of attempts. 16 of 16 PAT. So he's a good kicker. Ryan Wright, the punter, 47.7 average. 44-6 on his net. So that tells me he's got real good hang time.
And they did. We talked about it a couple of days ago. They got Rip Van Ginkle back to the defense last week, and he helps as well.
Yeah. They're pretty healthy there on the defensive side. So, like I said, they play three defensive linemen a lot. You know, three defensive Allen and Hargrave. And then 91 other. But the other eight guys, they're all athletic guys. All the other eight, extremely athletic.
It's 5-8-8-1-0-5-7 The Fan. You want to predict the game? Get in here at 410-583-1057. Out upon lunch, coming up 1 o'clock. Going to hear from Mark Andrews, more from Draymond Jones. Hear from Lamar a little bit as well. We'll do our picks. College and Pro, because Vinny's off tomorrow. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Got real and fantasy football with him. Padres have a new manager and a former Oriole All-Star. His services are no longer welcome with his previous team. Do we revisit this one? Padres had been linked to Ryan Flaherty, Nick Hundley, a couple of ex-Orioles, Albert Pujols, among others. But Craig Stammen takes the job. And we were talking off the air, Don Mattingly stepped away from the Blue Jays. Yep. And I guess there's still a couple of openings out there. But a lot of these fancy names that we were hearing about, Ryan Flaherty appeared to be maybe the hottest commodity out there.
Yeah.
And he hasn't gotten a gig, or he could be pulling an Albernaz. You know what I mean? Like, man, I don't want that.
Well, he's boys with Council.
Yeah, but, I mean, he was with San Diego, and that's a win-now team. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't the front runner all along. I would have questioned them hiring Pujols. His, you know, the Manny love and the Tatis love's all very touching, but outside of the Dominican team, he's got no managerial experience. But I don't know, Craig Stammen, 3 years removed from being an active player, taken over at the age of 41. And then you have the Nats hire a guy who's like 12, who's buddies with Albernaz because they came up through the Rays organization, Butera. Man, Nolan, a lot of names we've never heard of. It's always the thing that happens in every sport. You got to get the guy I've heard of, or your manager or coach sucks because I've never heard of it.
Yeah, but I don't recall a time where it's been across the board, like get the old guard out, new blood in. Like one or two jobs, sure. Yeah, that's always going to happen.
That's what happens when you get like newer GMs that are young, like in the NFL. Like McVay, he got hired, what was he, 29 or 30?
I think he still had cuts on his face from his first shave.
Yeah. Right.
But like, all right, we kind of, you know, bristled at the Bob Melvin idea, right?
No, I was against it.
Yeah, it wasn't a unanimous thing. Some people liked it, a lot of people didn't. But kind of old guard. But how do you argue against the resume? Bruce Bochy, I wanted him. I don't even know if he wants to still manage. Yeah. So, I mean, he could hang it up. But again, I think pretty much every job that's been filled so far, even if it was a retread, it's a guy that's still relatively new at this. And for Flaherty, I don't blame him. Like, if he wants to wait like Albernaz did, go for it. He's only 39 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not wasting time. I think you'd probably be wise to, because look, you take a job just at the drop of a hat, just so you can get into the manager role. You're so consumed with that. I got to be a manager. You go to some crap team that you know you're going to get fired as soon as you turn things around. Well, I don't want that.
Well, didn't the Angels, their guy got a one-year deal, Bob? Isn't
Suzuki.
That?
Kurt Suzuki. Yeah.
I think that has to do with them flirting with selling on and off and the impending lockout.
Artie Moreno?
Yeah.
I'm going to sell. I changed my mind.
They're a joke.
Yeah, they've become kind of a beautiful
especially
area.
Especially when you give them, man, how many guys are going to take? No normal guy has taken, you know, the head job for 1 year. I mean, just a guy who wants to do it so badly. But I mean, that's a bad look to your what message are you sending your team? We don't believe in this guy.
Well, they hired an old guard manager with Ron Washington, too. They want Joe Maddon. That didn't work. They want Ron Washington. That didn't work. I mean, he's had health problems as well. So now Kurt Suzuki, who I believe was teammates with Craig Stammen when they played for the Nationals. Now, how about this one, Nolan? The Reds declined to pick up the option on Austin Hayes.
Oh, boy.
30 years old. It'll be 31 in July. 266, 15 homer, 64 ribbies, 768 OPS. Played a couple playoff games this year. Was on the IL three times for Cincinnati because, like Muscles O'Neill, old Austin Hayes hits the IL. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, he was an all-star for the Orioles in 2023, was traded last year in an injury-plagued season to the Phillies. I mean, he could probably be at a reasonable price tag. I mean, this guy was a Gold Glove finalist himself a couple years back. They need a right-handed bat. What about old Hazy revisiting that sort of thingy there?
Well, I can't speak for him, but it wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't want to come back. You know, I mean, maybe he felt like, all right, the trade, that's it. That's it for me in Baltimore. Now, if he's not getting offers from anyone else, I mean, I'm sure he'd prefer to play baseball than not play baseball. But if it's me, I don't even know if Elias entertains it. I don't know if Hayes even entertains it. It's a mystery to me. It doesn't excite me. But again, this is the reality of the outfield market right now, and I keep saying it. When you get beyond the Kyle Tuckers and the Cody Bellingers, and if you want to say technically Kyle Schwarber, even though he has to be a DH and he can't play outfield, it thins out really fast. I mean, you go right from them to Mike Yastrzemski, you know, Starlin Marte, Cedric Mullins, Austin Hayes. It's very thin once you get beyond those one or two, three elite guys.
So, yeah, a lot of ex-Orioles thrown up in that little diatribe there.
If you're going to sign him, wait till like the week before training
camp. This is not a priority. Right. I'm just throwing out a name that we're familiar with, but Austin Hayes, he's out there to be had. But again, injury plagued. And if memory serves, when the Orioles traded him, that did not go over well in the clubhouse. That was a move that kind of, remember, they started to flatline kind of after that trade. That did not go over well within that clubhouse because he was one of the young veterans, had tenure, came up, took his lumps with the team like Cedric Mullins did. He was more in the Mountcastle Mullins era. But when O'Hazy got moved, that did not exactly resonate within the old nest.
So maybe, all right, maybe I spoke too soon. Let's say, hypothetically, Hayes wants to come back. I still think the Elias side of things, no. His track record says, get the previous regime guys out of here, and I'm building my own. I mean, where's the one guy from the Duquette era that he's made an effort to keep?
You know, we'll see with Mountcastle how that
goes. Well, that, I think the writing's on the wall with that. I mean, that's looking like a no-go.
The only thing that's scary, you've had a million injuries this past year.
But real quick, to your point, Mullins, Duquette guy. Hayes, Duquette guy.
Santander,
Duquette guy. Malney, Duquette guy. Now, Grayson's a Duquette guy. He was the last first-round pick, but you know, you don't even know what you're getting out of him, even though apparently he's going to be ready for spring training.
Well, that's the other
Aren't
thing.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, but of all the Duquette guys, even though all those players you mentioned had great moments with the Orioles, really, Santander is the only one that, when they were on the way out the door, was the one that everyone was like, hey, we got to keep this guy. You know, the rest of them, when Austin Hayes got traded, no one's losing sleep. I'm sorry. Cedric Mullins, you know, when he got traded, it felt bad and he went crazy with the defensive web gems in that week before he got traded. But, you know, if you're saying, hey, you want Cedric Mullins back on a free agent deal, no. It's no disrespect to him, sure. But it is what it is. So I guess you got to give the full picture there.
Yep, no doubt. When we come back, we'll shift back to the Ravens NFL lunch style. Back in practice coming up within the next few minutes. Going to hear from coordinators today.
Yep.
Hey, nobody's asking for Zach Orr to get fired. How about that? That's good news. We'll see what happens Minnesota on Sunday against those weapons there. We'll do our picks for college and pro. Got a couple of college games tonight, but not on our docket here. And the NFL resumes with Denver taking on the Raiders. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, real and fantasy football with him. Let's try to win some weekend money, shall we?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.